KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Need you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
We are now joined by Carol White, CEO of New Mexico Restaurant Association. She's been at the helm for 18 years. Carol, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, Carol, we want you to know we're 100% behind all the things you're doing to support our restaurants. One of the reasons I like being a New Mexican is because we got more flavors of food and people than anywhere else in the world. And we know that you're fighting hard to keep our New Mexico restaurants in business. And we've been hearing a lot of rhetoric coming from politicians in the media. Tell us from your perspective, a person that's directly involved, what are you hearing from your members?
Well, they're just devastated. They're having a hard time figuring out what's their next step. You know, they've gone through their savings. They've gone through the federal relief, and now they're having to lay off their employees again, and they just don't know what their next step is going to be. And of course, we're getting nothing from the governor or the government about what their next steps can be or when they might even look forward to reopening.
Well, it might please you to know that I have talked to some politicians about this. Of course, we had Steve Pierce on with the New Mexico Republican Party. And again, I'm not trying to make this a partisan radio show at all. But Steve Pierce said, look, we have advocated for the restaurants. We have gone out and spent some money trying to take some legal action. And I understand that they've also done some things about raising money, maybe to help some people set up patios and doing some of those other things. And you might be pleased about Gregory Hull, the mayor of Rio Rancho, was on the program here a week ago, and he suggested to all of our listeners that not only should we order takeout and try to keep up with that and keep it going as much as we used to go out to eat, but he also suggested that we go add an extra $25 or $50 gift certificate to any restaurant that we go to just so that we can redeem that later down the road, but the money can be used now to help restaurants.
Well, those are some fabulous suggestions, and I really appreciate him saying that. You know, I've had a couple of conversations with Mayor Hull, and he's, you know, just trying to figure out what he can do to help his restaurant stay viable. And like you said, we love our local flavors, and unfortunately, those are the restaurants that are having the biggest struggle, is those locally owned restaurants.
Is the situation, I mean, I don't want to have tunnel vision and just talk about Albuquerque or the Albuquerque metro area and Rio Rancho. Is the situation pretty much the same throughout the state?
Yeah, it's probably a little more dire in the rural areas just because folks, you know, they don't have the kind of customer base that we have here in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. So if you have fewer customers, you have less money to keep going. But the other thing is that we're finding is that some of those rural areas, the restaurants have opened up as mini marts and grocery stores, and, you know, having everything from toilet paper and other necessities to food to take on the go. So some of them are doing okay with that extra grocery store type idea. But, you know, the hard thing is the opening and closing and opening and closing, although it would be equally hard to just stay closed. So I don't know. We're in a place where it's a very difficult, situation.
Carol, I was looking at the New Mexico Restaurant Association website, and there was an interesting quote for you that you are battling every day for the survival of the industry in New Mexico, and that's not something you ever expected to have to do, is it?
It is not, and I certainly didn't expect it in February of this year even.
Mm. How many restaurants have we lost now permanently? Is there any data available about that?
You know, I don't have exact data. We did a survey early on, and in that survey, 6% of restaurants basically said they were closing for good or would be closed for good if this went on for over a month. And so 6% of restaurants in New Mexico is about 210 restaurants. So we're going with that number. I'm trying to get some real numbers from the government because they would be the ones that would know if a business was no longer in business. But that data is just late, and so we don't have any great data. But I do believe the 6% number is very low. I heard something just today that from the Independent Restaurant Association, who I don't even know who they are, but they were saying up to 85% of their members would be out of business should this continue.
Mm. I want to shift now to something that you said earlier, that it's really difficult for restaurant owners and, of course, you to support them without being able to make a plan. And one minute we open, the next minute we close, and we open again, and then we have to close. I need to ask you about the communication coming out of the governor's office, or are you just like us watching briefings every Wednesday afternoon? Is that all the communication you're seeing?
That is the communication. I might get a phone call an hour ahead of time or an hour ahead of the press conference, but I haven't even had that in the last few press conferences.
Well, and Carol, I think that you and your constituents are not in the business right now. You're not really trying to point fingers. You're trying to come up with a plan, with a way to stay in business. You already mentioned there's some innovations with people becoming, grocery stores and other things so that they can keep their doors open. I guess I'm trying to figure out, I want all of us, and I'm going to include myself in this. We need to do whatever we can do. In fact, I was doing some math where I generally go out to eat lunch probably 3 out of 5 days a week during the business week. And I normally was taking my family out to eat 2 or 3 times. And I have fallen short of doing carry out at night 2 or 3 times a week. And I really need to try to up that. Now, of course, a lot of people don't have the ability to do that. They've lost jobs. They don't have those abilities. But is there a big difference between a restaurant setting up, pickup for orders and those that are providing delivery? Is it a big expense for them to deliver? I'm trying to figure out what's the best economic scenario for a restaurant.
Well, I appreciate that question because actually the third-party delivery services are very expensive for restaurants. So a lot of people are of the opinion, or they think that they pay for the third-party delivery because you usually do pay, and you pay a tip as well. But the restaurant pays 30% of the bill on top of what you're paying. Mm. So can I just say that if a restaurant is delivering for themselves, that's one way they can make more money. But if you're using, I don't want to discourage people from using third-party delivery services like DoorDash and Grubhub, because we want that ultimately the money coming in, but just know that that money is less for the restaurant operator. So if you can go and pick it up, it's a little bit better for them.
We have on the phone with us this afternoon Carol White. She is the CEO of the New Mexico Restaurant Association. Carol, I saw a picture on your website, too, where you're doing a little fishing. So I'm glad you're taking a little time to recreate, because that's why we live here, isn't it?
Yes, it's a gorgeous state. And honestly, I think I worked more than I recreated, but it was nice to do it from Taos rather than Albuquerque, So.
Well, you're one of those multitaskers, I can tell, just having met you on the phone this afternoon. We're going to be back to talk with Carol a little bit more. We have to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors. We're going to talk to her about what public policy decisions should be implemented now to support these businesses. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Bilger.
Steve Ryman, he's brought to us a little bit of extra music there, talking about Don Henley and the Sunset Grill. We used to have a Sunset Grill here in Albuquerque over on San Mateo. Carol White, she is the CEO of the New Mexico Restaurant Association for the last 18 years. She's on the phone with us this afternoon. Carol, where are you in this beautiful state of ours today?
I'm in Albuquerque, at my home, working from home.
Oh, good. Well, I know that you have a heart to have people stay safe all around the state, but you also know that there's, I'm going to use the word balance, getting our restaurants open and helping them stay in business. What kind of, if you had things could be any way you wanted them, what are the public policy decisions you would like to see put in place right now to help these restaurants?
You know, and this is my opinion. This isn't the official opinion of the New Mexico Restaurant Association, but I do see where as adults, we should be looking at the data and making informed decisions for ourselves. You know, people say, well, you're killing people by opening restaurants. And it's like, well, let's look at the data and let's decide, you know, if you're in a high risk area, right? If you're older, if you have pre-existing conditions, then don't go to a restaurant. That's not a good idea. But I think we should be treating our citizens as informed, educated public and not like their children, and let them make their own informed decisions. I mean, if you live with an elderly person, then maybe you don't make that decision to go out to a restaurant, but you take takeout instead. I just think we need to be allowed to determine our own risk factors and then do what we want as citizens of a free America.
Carol, with the restaurants that I've visited to do takeout, and I've been picking up, I have not used any of the third-party delivery, but I was really glad that you answered that question the way you did, because I just thought in my mind, it's got to be more expensive to do delivery. I was unaware that the third-party delivery services actually charge the restaurants in addition. I thought just tips that we pay kind of took care of them. So again, we want them to stay in business too, because it is a matter of nice convenience, but maybe during this time, it'd be best to have people pick up. And if you can afford it, hey, why not? Why not support both businesses? Because they really have helped one another up until this time. But what I was going to say is, when I visit a restaurant, I've personally seen that most of these restaurateurs have gone to extraordinary lengths to try to keep people safe. They've separated the tables. They have, you know, screens up. Their people are in masks. They're wearing gloves. I mean, they're going to extraordinary lengths to try to keep people safe. I thought it was kind of interesting to see some tents going up for what we call external dining, but some of them have walls on them. So I was trying to figure out how is that different than being in the restaurant?
There's been a scare, and I don't know that there's been data formulated behind it, but it was that the recirculating air in office buildings and restaurants is, you know, recirculating that COVID virus. And interestingly, restaurants don't use recirculated air because we have big vents in our kitchens that pull the air out of the restaurant, and therefore we have to have air being pumped in, fresh air being pumped in to equalize that pressure in a restaurant. And of course, if you don't know restaurants, you don't know that. So it's not like being in an office building where the air is just recirculated. It's like being in a place where there is air coming in and going out.
I want you to talk to our listeners now about what we can do to try to help the restaurants as much as possible here in the coming month.
Well, I think just like what Mayor Hull said is, you know, try to take out as often as you can. And gift certificates are always wonderful. You know, that's money that we can use now and you can come eat later. And I would just say, you know, make smart decisions for yourself. You know, if a restaurant needs you to wear a mask to come in, then wear your mask. And that's, you know, I know there's people out there that don't like that policy, but if we're going to get open again, people are going to have to pay attention to the rules and follow the rules. Or, you know, and that's what the governor actually said. She didn't say that restaurants were where the problem was. She said that she was going to punish New Mexicans for not doing what they should by closing restaurants.
Well, again, I'm sorry to hear that the governor's office. And again, I don't want to point the finger at the governor in the sense that she's never been through any of this before. I know that she has some advisors around her. The one thing that I do know about, though, is communication. And we talk about communication in our marriages. We talk about communication in interpersonal relationships. We talk about openness in government. We talk about politicians saying certain things and then not following through. And it just has appeared to me, separate from the Restaurant Association, you may have heard a commercial. A great supporter of our programming here at KNKT is a gentleman named Buck Buckner with the Rain Tunnel Car Spas. Buck's entire advertising campaign is centered around buying local. And he, early on in early March when COVID hit, he and a constituency of probably 15 or 16 other business people tried to thoughtfully contact the governor's office, explain how they could open their businesses. For example, Buck's is a car wash, so he wasn't going to have any problem with social distancing or exposing anybody to the virus and could have easily been not necessarily deemed essential, but just allowed to be open, and he wasn't. And the big problem was for 75 days, they were not getting any response at all from the governor's office. So I hope she's encouraged, not feeling criticized, but encouraged to just open up the dialogue. Let's have some conversations. If you've got somebody that says absolutely scientific evidence shows that this recirculating air in a restaurant is going to cause COVID, then we're going to have Carol White be able to say, no, I'm sorry, that's not going to happen because our restaurants are pressurized. We have venting hoods to get all of the smoke and everything out from the kitchen, and it's just not the way it works. So those are facts that I didn't know about, Carol, and I really appreciate you sharing those with us today.
Well, sure, and I'm with you. I think the governor should be talking to us. I think instead of setting up a council with, you know, So there's not even a restaurateur on her economic advisory council. You know, set up a council of restaurateurs to advise you about our industry. Now, maybe not all industries need that, but I would think, you know, I mean, the communication coming out of the governor's office is nothing. Unless you're, I think, Dr. Scrace, you're not talking to the governor. And that's unfortunate because we've got people here, and it's not just about the economy. It's about people's jobs. If you think about it, you know, we had 52,000 people in our industry that went on unemployment. That's just, and now they're back on unemployment. We've got to start thinking about those folks. We can't just be all COVID all the time. We've got to start thinking about other things and how this is affecting everyone.
Absolutely. Carol White, thank you so much for joining us today on ABQ Connect. We are going to be praying for you as a community. I don't know how you feel about such things, but we will be supporting you in prayer and our restaurants. And we will be trying to frequent them and enjoy the great food and the great flavors of New Mexico. So thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Well, bless you all, and we can use your prayers. Thank you.
And we will be back. Stay with us.
New Mexico, we love it, but it's no secret our state is left behind in some very vital social issues. Child hunger, single parents, and abortion, to name a few. The people of God can and must take action. That's what Mission New Mexico is all about at KNKT and Star 88. This month, featuring Landel Benally of Calvary Chapel Tolokai on the Navajo Nation.
Being here on the reservation, it's been a huge help because I'm one of their own, and it's that trust that they have within me that they're able to open their doors, and we want to help our people and tell them that Jesus loves them no matter what.
That's Landel Benally of Calvary Chapel Tolokai on the Navajo Nation, this month's Mission New Mexico. Loving our neighbors in practical and productive ways is Christianity 101. At KNKT and Star 88, we are a megaphone for New Mexico needs as we provide a clear call to action. Find out more about supporting the work of Calvary Chapel Tolokai by clicking the Mission New Mexico tab at knkt.com or star88.fm.
Listen to this hotspot with Skip Hytek.
Now, a lot of Christians, I have noticed, make a big deal about the miraculous. And God is a God of miracles. He can do everything he wants. But God most often works through providence rather than the miraculous.
And here's the rundown on providence.
Providence is the idea that God takes natural events and he enacts supernatural results.
Hotspot. Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com. God can use anything in your life.
It's never an oh no moment for God. God never says, oh no, what am I going to do now? He says, this is perfect. I'm going to weave this for a supernatural outcome, these natural experiences.
Increase your Bible knowledge with Skip's reading plan. Search for Skip Hytek in the YouVersion Bible app.
God sees your whole life.
Your whole life.
And knew your whole life before you were ever born. You're just discovering what he saw in the beginning.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Well, at least it's an interesting day for me on ABQ Connect. In our first segment, we had Judge Vance Day and Dysa Pond. They are with Promise Keepers organization. They're having a special event this Friday in the evening. It'll be available to you online. You can go to promisekeepersevent.com and register for that. It's a free event. It's going to be for 3-4 hours on Friday night and then another 3 or 4 hours on Saturday morning. And it'll also be available via archive online perpetually. I think it'll be a great time, great speakers, great music, time to get together with other men and encourage one another. And we talked about wives wanting to have their men become better men. And one of the ways that you can accomplish that is to get them connected with meaningful relationships with other men. I'm joined now by Steve Ryman, our producer. Steve, I appreciate all your things you're doing behind the scenes. In our second segment today, Carol White, she is the CEO of the New Mexico Restaurant Association, and she's really involved in a battle, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. What a great job she's done, too. You know, recently, shortly after we had Ernie from the Hispano Chamber of Commerce.
Ernie Cidabaca.
Yeah,
yes,
Ernie Cidabaca was on with us. And then they were down at Civic Plaza, and she did a great job down there just letting those needs be known. But, you know, you and I both personally know several restaurateurs in Albuquerque, established restaurateurs that are struggling. And that means the people that work for them and their families. So it's great to get some great insight, like some of the things we heard about. The grocery shopping was something I had heard early on, actually, in the COVID crisis and forgot about. You know, they may have a surplus of milk, stuff they've got to get out of there because it's dated, or big blocks of cheese.
Well, they're setting up commissaries, you know, and they're doing that because then they can be classified as a grocery operation, and then the governor somehow is going to make it okay for them to keep the restaurant open. Well, I mean, honestly, and this is just my opinion, and people can disagree with me, but I don't think we need to be playing those games. People are going to be responsible, and they're going to, if they're not, they can be told by the owners themselves, this is the way we need you to act and behave and interact with our business. And I don't think that's a problem. I think that can be taken care of on site at each one of these restaurants. Now, do I think people are always responsible? Well, absolutely not. Steve, we know the nature of man. We know why we are here every day trying to encourage people in their faith. We know why our forefathers designed our Constitution and the way our government is done, because they realize that people have sin in their lives, that a lot of us are self-centered, that we're doing things that are not right. So they try to set up a system, which I think is an amazing God-given system. Maybe it's not perfect, but it's one of the ways our country has lived, and it's one of the things that I believe in, and I think we should all support the way our country has been designed, and we need to talk together.
Amen. Well, I think one of the things real quick practically we can take from this as far as the restaurant thing is take a little gas, go pick up some food, and save the restaurateur a little money.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.